Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, this is The Daily Home Edit, the daily podcast from the team at Home Beautiful magazine. I'm Sarah Berman, the editor of Home Beautiful, and today I'm talking to Cherie Barber, and she's sharing her quick tips for renovating for sale and renovating on a budget. Cherie, you're sharing your top five quick flip tips. So these are the five things that are quick and easy to do that will have the biggest impact.
Yep, absolutely. On your market. And this is assuming you're maybe renovating on a budget, because what we do know is that most people in Australia don't have a lazy 200 grand sitting in their bank accounts. Yes, so let's assume that people maybe, you know, have 5 or 10 grand to spend. So there's five big top five. First one, internal painting. Internal painting, I call paint liquid gold for renovators, because it is the one change that you can make to a property liquid that gold will have mass transformation. But get your color strategically right, because the wrong shade of paint can devalue your property by thousands of dollars. So that's the first one. Secondly, change the floor covering. So a lot of properties across Australia have the old carpet, you know, the old lino.
The lino.
Cork flooring. It's criminal. So rip it up, guys. Rip it up.
I still have a soft spot for cork flooring.
Do you?
Yeah. No, I would never leave it in my house.
And, you know, even things like parquetry flooring can look very dated now. So a lot of people love timber floorboards. And you can get different grades. You know, you can start from your sort of laminates and they go right through to real floorboards. So depending on your budget will determine what type of floorboard you put in. But ripping up those old flooring like the carpet, the lino, as soon as you put floating floorboards down or real floorboards down, your house will instantly appear larger. It's actually an illusion of renovating. So definitely do that. The third big change is changing the window furnishing. So I'm sorry, but granny's lace curtains have got to go. And whoever invented vertical drapes, they're criminal. They should have been sent to jail. So whatever you do, don't install those now.
Oh, don't you love those little bits of plastic that hook
that always
them all
break
together?
Yeah, you just get tangled up in them, so, and frustrated, and rip them out anyway. So yeah, definitely ripping those out and just installing things, again, according to your budget. If you're on a really tight budget, just off-the-shelf white slimline Venetians are wonderful. If you've got a little bit more money, go a timber Venetian in white is typically nicer. And if you want Rolls Royce, you can definitely move up to things like plantation shutters. Very beautiful, but very expensive. And the fourth one is sprucing up the kitchen. So a lot of people have, you know, the 60s, 70s kitchen, structurally in really good nick, but very cosmetically tired. A lot of people have the timber cabinets around, you know, the old bevel inlay. You probably grew up with one of those sort of kitchens, right?
Yeah,
we all did. Yeah. So you don't need to rip them out. They tend to be in really good nick, just look quite horrific. And so, you know, a good lick of products like tile paint, laminate paint can work wonders in your kitchen. And you can only you can make over a kitchen these days for $2,000. As opposed to installing a brand new kitchen, which will cost you anywhere between 20 to 40 grand. And the other big change is updating your bathroom. So a lot of horrendous bathrooms across the country, you know, the wild and wacky tiles from the 60s and 70s. So again, get in there with the tile paint and just a lick of tile paint. It'll take you 2 days to do it, but absolute work wonders. So if you focus your budget on those top areas, you've definitely got the biggest chance of uplifting your property value, because though all of those changes are highly visible, and that's what adds value.
Great. Thank you so much. I'm about to get the tub and tile paint out for my bathroom, actually.
I've actually got to confess, I've got tile paint still on my nails. So it's not very rarely that I have a day where I don't wear paint as part of my fashion wardrobe. But yeah, the tile paint you can buy for $50 a tin. And so you can refresh your bathroom that way. If you don't want to do tile painting yourself DIY, then you can call in the professional tile resurfacers, but that'll typically be somewhere between $2,500 to $5,000, depending on the size of your bathroom. And then you've got the next option up, which is rip it all out and start again and invest 20 to, you know, 40 grand in your bathroom as well.
Isn't it?
Yeah, so it just depends. You know, obviously you make your changes according to your budget. If you've got the money, go to town. Get a new bathroom.
Well, thank you again, Sherry. It's been great.
No, thanks. It's been fun.
We're going to have to get you back. Thank you for listening to The Daily Home Edit. Don't forget to rate, review and subscribe, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.